good evening, everybody. Welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the home office studio in Auckland. The sun is shining after a couple of days of rain. And, of course, each week the programme is brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. You listen to us in Auckland on a Wednesday, down in Christchurch on Saturday, Wellington, Capri Coast on Sunday, and greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and around the world. We'll open tonight's programme with Paul Young and Clonagh and Both Sides Now.
Feather canyons everywhere. I'm the dust.
sides now, and that's what I hope I'm doing here, bringing you a bit of news from both sides of the world. Of course, here in New Zealand, Field Days gets underway today, which is Ireland's equivalent to the National Ploughing Championship, and over 300,000 people will descend on Mystery Creek just outside Hamilton over the next 3 days. And I know there's a big representation of Irish companies down there involved in the agri business, so a great opportunity for Irish companies to promote their products and services to the New Zealand market. And of course, one company that's very popular down here and popular around Ireland is McHale Machinery, and you just have to be travelling around New Zealand during the spring and summer months, and you see every baler and wrapper, every second one is a McHale. So McHale's business grew up or started in Ballinrobe, on the border of Galway and Mayo, or Shrule to be exact, and has been a huge success. Right, headlines from Ireland. Former pupil in Austria kills 10 in Austria school shooting. Government signs off on plan for national rent controls. Bit of a problem here for retired civil servants to have pension deductions checked, and that includes ministers. On the sports front, Ireland played a friendly against Luxembourg tonight, a dull game that ended nil all, and Ireland now have a September and October window in November to qualify for the World Cup. And we'll bring you all the sports news from the weekend, including a majestic Munster hurling final. Here we go with Goodbye Mr. Blue from the Brother John Mystery.
This may be the last time I put on my shoes. The expensive food, that Turkish Angora's about the only thing left of me and you. Early this morning I started making sounds and say, don't the last time come too soon. Go, but it's no less true. Don't the last time come too soon.
Goodbye, Mr. Blue, Father John Misty, and certainly lovely blue skies here in Auckland today. Well, you'd want to be hiding under a stone if you haven't noticed what's going on in the world over the last 3 or 4 days, especially the protests in LA with Trump bringing National Guard and now Marines onto the street. And I see where a 90-year-old Irish priest living in LA, he has joined the protests. Of course, a worrying time for all the undocumented Irish that are in America. In many cities, New York, Boston, Chicago, and probably in over in California as well, because without any warning, people are being picked up and pretty much being deported straight away. So very worrying times for all the undocumented Irish that are over there. Taoiseach Simon Harris says it's time now for nations to grow a backbone on the situation in Gaza. I know New Zealand has joined another 5 countries in issuing travel bans yesterday for 2 senior ministers, 2 extreme ministers in Netanyahu's government. And, you know, these guys are just inciting violence, and they just want to stop any form of aid getting into to Gaza. And RTE gives good coverage. I listened to some of the reports from one guy, he's an Australian guy, reporter working for the UN, and he's been in Gaza, in and out of Gaza, and the situation there is deplorable. And it doesn't seem to be coming to an end anytime soon. We're going to continue on with Dreams and the Cranberries. Cranberries and Dreams, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, the big issue in Ireland is housing, and the latest news came out this week that the government certainly won't reach their target of building 40,000 new homes this calendar year. And of course, today the government has brought in legislation that's going to increase fines for landlords breaking rules, and an eviction ban as well won't apply to half of all tenancies, the opposition warns. So the debate is going on. Of course, this is the big issue. Rents in Ireland are just, especially in all the major cities, are really just going out of control. And the Housing Minister, Brown, says he's consulting with the Attorney General on a plan to increase fines for landlords who break the rules. Roy Hearn warns economists thousands and thousands of renting families will be exposed to higher rents. And Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald predicts that the students will be amongst the first hit by rent reforms. And a teacher says the measures will incentivise investment. So obviously, if you a tenant leaves your property of their own free will, you can then do it up and you can rent it out at a higher rent. But if you evict somebody from a property that you own, you're not allowed to put the rent up. And these are some of the issues that the government are facing. So worrying time, especially for people that are renting. Lots of people still living at home with their parents. They can't afford to go out and purchase a house. And this is one of the big issues that all parties, you know, fought on going into the last election last year. And of course, now the government has come out, the Housing Minister said it's likely that the target, very likely, won't be met to build new houses this year. Right, we'll move on, and this time Donna Taggart and Jealous of the Angels.
So I'll hold you as close.
Donna Taggart and Jealous of the Angels, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, we're not far away from the 12th of July in Ulster, when all the marches happen and big bonfires, and there's also some disturbances, but disturbances are happening right now as this programme is going to air in Ballymena as a result of two young boys, teenagers, being charged with attempted rape over the weekend. And on Monday night, locals took their the law into their own hands, and they started attacking properties where new immigrants have been living. It's obvious the two young boys are immigrants, and at a court case on Monday, there was a Romanian interpreter used to list the charges to the two young men that are being accused of attempted rape of a young girl on Saturday night. And it looks like that some people from all around that neighbourhood, vigilantes, so to speak, have decided to take the law into their own hand. And they've come and they've burnt down five houses last night where these peaceful people have been living for years and years. And even a few people here from England that have lived in the area, they went out and bought a Red Hand of Ulster flag to put it in their garden to show that they were British or supporters of British Britain, so that their houses wouldn't be attacked. But that didn't stop the vandals. So the police are obviously dealing with the situation. The disturbances started on Monday night and continued on Tuesday, and the police service of Northern Ireland had to use the big water cannon tanker to try to break up the disturbances. So a terrible situation developing there in Ballymena, the home of the great Willie John McBride, former Irish and Lions captain. We'll continue on, and this time we'll go with the Dubliners and the leaving of Liverpool.
A princess landing stage, they were merry fairy world.
Ronnie Drew and the Dubliners and leaving of Liverpool. We're not leaving quite yet. We're halfway through the programme, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, a worrying time for retired civil servants in Ireland and indeed government ministers, because Minister for Public Expenditure, former guest on this programme, Jack Chambers, revealed today that they are due to an administrative error at the National Shared Services Office. A number of people will have to repay possibly hundreds or maybe thousands of euro back to the state, while other people that have been underpaid will be getting some extra payment in the months and weeks and months ahead. So not a good look for the civil servants, but it'll probably come down to a computer glitch or something. Leave insert continuing on for the, well, leave insert and junior cert started last week, runs for another 3 weeks. So the biology paper was well received by students and teachers alike on Monday. So I see here Killian Keegan, a student at the Athlone Community College and one of this year's Irish Times student diaries, said it was the most accessible paper in years. So nice pictures of a couple of lads from St. Michael's College in Listowel having a look and having a bit of a laugh afterwards. Of course, the pressure is all on that, getting the first exam or two over, and once you get the first one or two over, it's all downhill after that. And of course, we're now in, after the exam is over, the next big thing then is getting the results and finding out how many points you've got, if you can get in to do the preferred course of your choice at university. What else is happening here? The Irish actor Liam McConaughey, he was on board that ship that was sailing from Italy to Gaza with some aid for the poor people in Gaza. But of course that was intercepted illegally by the Israeli forces on Monday, and all the people on board were flown back, including Greta Thunberg, to their homes. But certainly the situation in Gaza is deplorable, and as Minister Taoiseach Simon Harris said today, it's time for governments to really stand up and put a bit of backbone into their decisions. Okay, we continue on with more music, and when we come back we will go through the sports news from the weekend. Daniel O'Donnell.
London are far behind, the thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view, I see my home now. Soon I'll see you, we'll talk to the old folk, they're getting on, treat them to late nights, sing a few songs, we'll talk of the neighbors and there's so much to tell them, the days fly around. This is my homeland, the place I was born. No matter where I go, it's in my soul, my feet. St. Mary's to a sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones who have gone, and hope that they're proud of their wandering son.
Well, Daniel probably is back in Donegal at the moment. Here he is singing Home to Donegal. And as mentioned a few weeks ago, Daniel has announced that from next year he'll be cutting back on his concerts and tour dates. He will honour all the commitments that he's made for this year and into early next year. I think he's got a few cruises booked, but after that he's just going to take a bit of a break for a while. He said he's not finished touring, but he's just going to take it easy for a while. Well, lots of action on the sports front, and many sports at the moment. To court a great weekend for New Zealand golfer Ryan Fox, winning the Canadian Open. Shane Lowry was leader at one stage on Sunday, but failed or fell back towards the end and finished just outside the top 10. But he's in the top 10 now of the world golfers at the moment, and along with Rory McIlroy, he'll be teeing off along with Ryan Fox in the US Open later this week. McIlroy had a disastrous Canadian Open. On the rugby front, Leinster, they beat Glasgow in a very one-sided game, but the surprising thing was that there was less than 15,000 people turned up. It looked a lot less than that at Aviva Stadium. Now they're playing the Bulls in the final of the United Rugby Championship competition on Saturday in Crow Park, and at this stage it looks like they're expecting a crowd of around 40,000, but that's a hell of a difference from the crowd they had at the opening match of the season in the United Rugby Championship when they played Munster. There was over 80,000 at that game, and certainly it'll be interesting to see if the Leinster fans come out. And I read an article in the paper yesterday saying that it's time for maybe other rugby provinces in Ireland to get behind Leinster for the good of Irish rugby, because it's a few years since there was any silverware won. Well, there was a nice two bits of silverware handed over the weekend. The Munster Hurling Championship took place in Limerick on Saturday evening in front of 44,000 in a beautiful conditions, maybe a bit of wind, but this was probably the game of the century. And the game went to extra time and then went to extra time and a penalty shootout, with Cork winning the game. Of course, the game ended up 227-130, but Cork won the penalty shootout 4-3, and of course they go automatically into the All-Ireland semi-final. It was a fairly rough and tumble game. The ref, well, the first referee let a bit go. Unfortunately, in the first period of extra time, he got cramp and had to be replaced by one of his assistants. There was a bit of a kerfuffle at half time during during the main game when officials from both sides approached the referee over his handling of the game. So the Waterford man stuck to his guns, and he certainly was fair to both teams. So Cork automatic entry to the All-Ireland semi-final. They'll have to wait to find out who they're playing in a few weeks' time. But a very poor Leinster final, with my own County Galway failing once again to Kilkenny. At one stage in the first half, the sides were level, but Kilkenny went on and scored about 2-6 without a reply from Galway, who came back gallantly in the last 10 minutes, but it was too late. So Kilkenny have won, I think, their fourth Leinster title in a row, and they'll also into the All-Ireland semi-final. So it looks like then that Galway will probably play Tipperary, and Limerick will be playing Wexford or Dublin, I think, in the playoff matches. So six teams left in the All-Ireland Championship. But that was the hurling, and of course this week it's the turn of the footballers, and so there's a lot of big games coming up this weekend. Scoring that Kilkenny Galway game was Kilkenny 3-22, Galway 1-20. And just looking ahead this weekend, you've got football Roscommon Cork, Kerry Meath, Dublin Derry, Galway Armagh. Big Galway and Dublin must win. Armagh already through to the next round of the championship. And I see here that All-Ireland Hurling senior championship games this weekend. Laois are playing Tipperary, and Kildare are playing Dublin. Of course, these winners of those games will go on and then play the losers of the Leinster and Munster finals. Right, we'll move on, take another song, this time James Last, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. Started getting in there, he wanted a second go, but we'll pull him up there. He was playing When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, and certainly Cork eyes were smiling after their great win in the Munster Hurling Championship last week. Moving situation for their coach, who lost his brother late last year, and his brother played for Cork. So there was a lot of emotion spilling out as the cup was presented to the winning captain, and unbelievable scenes afterwards on the pitch with the Cork supporters getting out onto the grounds and celebrating with their heroes. Of course, Cork lost another great All-Ireland final last year against Clare, so at this stage you'd probably tip them to win, but who knows, Limerick will be hurting, and they're not dead yet because they've got a lot of good players. Now, the president of the Gaelic Association, Gerlach Byrne, backs moving the All-Ireland finals to August from 27, and he wants provincial finals going to replays rather than extra time and a penalty shootout. And I think everybody would have agreed with a replay after injury time last Saturday. It was such a great game, and I have to say, hurling, it's such a wonderful game, and you can watch it all on GAA Plus. Get in there if you want to watch the last few rounds of the Football and Hurling Championship and the All-Ireland Finals, and all the different options to purchase a membership are there. Looking at the Irish Examiner, formerly Cork Examiner, it's not acceptable. Cork City Council has been criticised for leaving derelict buildings empty for a year. As I mentioned, Ireland had a challenge against Luxembourg tonight, but much changed. Ireland slumped to Dards Row with Luxembourg, so not looking good for qualifying for the World Cup in America, Canada and Mexico next year. What else is they're talking about there? Yes, the tax situation, 13,000 civil servants to have pension deductions checked after errors were revealed. What else is happening? Documentary has come out, or a movie by Ian Bailey, the man who passed away, but he was accused of murdering Sophia Tuscan de Planter. But Ian Bailey, according to, I think it's Jim Sheridan, yeah, Jim, says that Bailey was probably 100% innocent of Sophie Tuscan de Planter's murder. But, you know, you have to wonder who killed her then. So the investigation has been going on, and Police Commissioner Drew Harris came out the other day and he said there's going to be an investigation into the investigations of the murder of Tina Satchwell and Michael Gane. Of course, Tina Satchwell's husband was sentenced to, given the mandatory life sentence last week. Of course, within 24 hours, he says he'll appeal the sentence, and the remains of Michael Gane were laid to rest on Saturday with a very moving tribute as his remains were taken through Kinmare in the back of a hearse, and followed by his beloved Ford Escort 1600 sport rally car, and many tributes paid to Mr. Gane. Of course, no further information has come out about you know, what caused his death, or nobody being charged. Right, we'll move on. We've got another 10 minutes to go, and Big Tom and the Same Way. Thank you. Big Tom, and the same way you came in. Now he's off again. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope wherever you're listening to the programme tonight, you're enjoying the news coming from Ireland. I'll try to stick with the good news, but there's a hell of a lot of bad news. The weather isn't great over there at the moment. Certainly that fine spell of weather was brilliant a few weeks ago, but I think everybody would be delighted with a bit more sunshine now. Of course, New Zealand is mourning the loss of one of its great rugby players earlier this week, Stu Wilson, former All Black winger and captain. And of course, Stu was part of that team that travelled and won the Grand Slam in 1978, but they were beaten by Munster on the 31st of October 1978, that famous win, 12-0. And I met Stu shortly after I came here. We both worked for the same company for a while. He'd moved on when I started there, but he talked so fondly about Ireland and been in touch with former Irish players, both Tony Ward and Ollie Campbell, that played against Stu, and they were shocked to learn of his sudden death at the weekend, and have great memories of playing against Stu, only 70 years of age, and a great loss to his family and friends. Rest in peace, Stu. Sadly, there's quite a number of people, sports people and other people, passing away recently. So somebody said we got to enjoy each day. Right, I'm just looking at the Irish Independent with breaking news here. Batten rounds fired at rioters in Ballymena, with some homes marked by nationality in a second day of disorder. Yes, this is just unbelievable. And no point going back about what Trump is doing at the moment. He's given a speech at the moment saying if the National Guard hadn't got into LA, it would have been burned down by now. But we know where his agenda is coming from. A list of tax defaulters were listed or named yesterday, and I see Carla entrepreneur Elan Power among those who appear in the latest defaulters list. He's been hit with a penalty of €781,000 euro relating to non-declaration of income tax, according to tax defaulters list for the first quarter of the year. And of course there's many more people. He's not the only one. And the settlement paid, there's just a huge amount of people names. They would be here all night naming them. But of course, a lot of these people are given the chance. There was an amnesty years ago, and people that didn't avail of it, they'll eventually get caught up in not paying their fair share of taxes, which everybody must do. Right, we'll move on. We've got time for probably one more song. Christy Moore and The Voyage.
nations but mark the night chart.
Christy Moore almost bringing us to the end of the programme tonight. I hope you've enjoyed the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And we'll be back again next week, the same time, same place. We'll go out the same way we came in with Inya and Maribel Holmes. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless.